Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about how you can add your own little twist to the traditional 12 days of Christmas to build the intimacy and connection between you and your spouse.
And we've got this quote from Bobby Unser today that says, "Success is where preparation and opportunity meet." And it might seem a little unusual for me to be bringing out a success quote as we're talking about the 12 days of Christmas. But I think as we go through this show, you're going to see how your success during the holiday season is really going to depend on your preparation and your opportunity and where those two meet.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And for those of you that are brand new listeners, welcome.
Yes.
We're so excited to have you tuning in for this show. And this week's hug is sponsored. Oh,
no, go.
This week's hug is sponsored by Lola. Lola cares about women and their bodies, and we look forward to sharing more about them in the show.
I was just going to say to those new listeners, we are just reading a iTunes review, and somebody, a couple, found us on Thanksgiving or right around Thanksgiving. So welcome to the One Family.
And you know, that's actually a really good point just before I jump into this hug. When you guys go and leave reviews, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, and you share how the One Extraordinary Marriage show has impacted your marriage, it's amazing how your reviews actually impact other people and help have, you know, an influence in their marriages as well. So don't be afraid to hop into iTunes or Stitcher or wherever and leave a review, because you actually help others in doing that. So this hug comes from an email that we received, and this person says, "Just wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you so much for your vulnerability in sharing the truth about marriage and sharing the gospel of Christ and boldly going places that most won't and bringing up uncomfortable topics so we can all enjoy intimacy the way Jesus intended.
That's right.
Through the listening of your podcast, in which my wife and I both listened to, she initiated a 7 days of sex challenge with me.
Right on.
We are in our third year of marriage, and not having sex has never been an issue for us, but she wanted to go the extra mile in showing she cared and loved me and us. We appreciate the challenge." Another reason this is huge is that she was even slightly sick for 3 to 4 of the days, but she was a trooper and still made it work. Thank you guys for fighting to promote intimacy. Another reason this is awesome is that she has an autoimmune disease that makes sexual intimacy difficult at times. But again, with the encouragement of trying to do a full week, my wife recognized that this would be a way to love me well and made the extra effort. It wasn't easy every time, but we had lots of fun and enjoyed the challenge together. It brought us closer on every level. So thank you, and praying for the work that you guys continue to do.
Wow. Love it.
And I just want to, it actually ties into this today's show, and I didn't realize it until I was just reading it out loud here to you guys. But the fact that he says that it brought us closer on every level.
That's right.
You know, so many people think that, oh my gosh, you know, One Extraordinary Marriage, you guys talk about sex a lot, and, you know, it's about sex, sex, sex. And the truth is that just like this, you know, husband and wife learned that a lot of times the sexual intimacy actually does impact all of the other intimacies. It impacts your emotional intimacy. It impacts your recreational intimacy. And so it's not just all about the sex, although we do talk about that.
Well, what I find too is that I think we've done enough challenges ourselves, and we've heard from enough people who've done challenges. I mean, thousands and thousands of people have done the challenge. But there's a give and take.
Yeah,
there is. There's this, I'm not feeling well, and yet I'm willing to still stick it in and stick through this because I want to be intimate with you. I want to be close to you. And this is something that we said we were going to do together. This is a goal we have. And so I'm going to overcome maybe the sniffles or not feeling 100%. Even in your mind, you might not be there mentally, you may not be there physically, and yet we're willing to go that extra mile because I want us to achieve something that maybe we haven't before. We have, but in a different way. And I know you and I have been in that place many a times over the years.
Oh, yeah. You know, with the number of challenges we have behind us, it's a for sure thing. Well, as Tony said at the start of the show, we're going to put a fun little twist on the 12 days of Christmas in today's show, because, you know, it's the holiday season. You can't go anywhere without either hearing Christmas carols on the radio or seeing Christmas decorations and lights up. And so we're just having a little fun.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. It's, you know, the whole partridge in a pear tree, turtle doves, you know, swans, you know, geese flying, whatever all the higher ones are. I can only remember the partridge in the pear tree and the two turtle doves.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Tony's trying to remember. But, you know, looking at this, and we got to thinking, you know, because partly the reason the Christmas carols come up is because our older child loves Christmas carols. Like, we get in the car and he's like, Mom, let's just, there's one station here in San Diego that plays Christmas carols all the time.
Yeah, well before Thanksgiving.
Well before Thanksgiving, we were already listening to Christmas carols, and I didn't know that this was such a thing for him. So we've had all these Christmas carols going.
Really?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, he wouldn't do that when
Well,
I'm in the car.
Your dad.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a mom thing.
Okay.
It's a mom thing.
Yeah, we're not listening to Christmas carols.
Well, you guys listen to sports radio. It's a little different.
Yes.
But it got me thinking, as you know, the song came on, could we build out the 12 days of Christmas for the one family? Could we actually take this idea of doing 12 different things and say, what would it look like if we really approached our marriages at some point in time during this Christmas season with 12 days of action, right? And what would that look like?
So here's the thing. Put the elf on the shelf.
Oh, yes.
Away. Like, put it away, first and foremost. For those of you who like it, go on with your awesome self. I cannot stand that thing.
Well, don't forget too, our kids.
No. Even when our kids were, they were still a little younger when it was really getting into it. Yeah. But here's the thing. You spend so much time trying to figure out where to put that elf. Why don't you take a little bit of that time and use these 12 Ooh. Sexy days of Christmas and put that into play in your marriage? How's that?
Wow. You just went there.
Just going there.
Just going there.
I am, because it's going to be like, I know it's going to happen. Oh, but we don't have enough time. Well, because you're trying to find somewhere to put that darn elf. Who cares?
Oh, it's true. And you wake up and I know a lot of you, and I didn't realize we were going to go down this whole elf on the shelf thing, but I on Facebook and, you know, Instagram, whatever, as the elf starts to move around, like, there will be those panicked, oh my gosh, I woke up at 2 a.m. to go like figure out where the elf was going to go. I'm just saying, your spouse probably can't remember the last time you woke them up in the middle of the night to do something amazing with them.
Oh, how about you do that for me and I will be amazed. That's it. Hey, we just got Elisa recorded saying she's doing that this Christmas season.
But we don't do Elf on the Shelf. I don't wake up panicked.
Well, you can still wake up. I don't have to wake up panicked. I'm not saying you have to wake up panicked. I'm saying you can wake up and say, hey, Tony, tonight's the night, or this morning's the morning. Boom. Amen.
You know what's so funny about this is, like, Tony and I go to sleep and seriously, we don't move for seven hours.
Don't.
So the idea of me like on purpose waking up, oh my gosh, that, like, I can't even wrap my head around that. But, you know, all of that to kind of bring this back in, like, focus, you know, the elf on the shelf, but the elf on the shelf and the presents and all these kind of things really, you know, it's like we talked about last week about building intimacy in all, you know, in all aspects, right? This is a really busy time of the year and it can be easy to put your marriage on the shelf unless you know, we don't want you to put your marriage on the shelf,
right?
Like we were just talking about the elf, don't put your marriage on the shelf for the next, you know, month or so, because, you know, so many people tell us, well, I want to be close. Right. I want to have this intimacy and I hope we make it to the new year. But you can actually take this idea behind the 12 days and implement these actions, like I said, at any 12 day period.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're putting this show early enough into December for those of you that are listening to it the first time that you can do this before Christmas. But here's the thing. Like, let me just say, maybe you're listening to the show later. Right? Christmas has already come and you're like, oh, I can't listen to a show about Christmas. All of these steps can actually be done at any point in time in the year.
That's right.
Right? Like, we didn't do anything so Christmas specific. We just love the idea of the 12 days in Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't disqualify yourself because it's not Christmas season if you're listening to this after it first comes out.
This is a way, at the end of the day, this is a way for you guys to pick 12 days, challenge yourself to romance your spouse. In a sexy sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. It may work out that you're doing it leading up to Christmas. It may be, you know, doing it from the first of the new year for the first 12 days of the new year. Whatever may work for you, but it's a challenge for you to go, you know what? I'm gonna step outside of my comfort zone, I'm going to do a little something different, like Elisa said she would. She's going to wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning.
I did not say I would do this. I was saying this is what other people
initiate
do.
Initiate sex for me, with me.
All right. All right. Apparently this is happening. Now I just got to like actually wake up.
That's one of the days. Let's get into these.
Yeah. Can we start, please?
Yes.
So on the first day of Christmas, and we actually reached out to you guys on Instagram and just said, what's your most favorite way to connect with your spouse? Right? When it's busy or whatever, what's your most favorite way to connect? And that's why this is on the first day of Christmas, because this was the number one response from the one family. And it's cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cuddles every night. Or, you know, there was one person that put in, and this sounded so much like Tony. There was one response that said, face-to-face hugs so that I can grab her butt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, did somebody get inside Tony's head? But, you know, so many times here on the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, we've talked about the power of touch. And when the two of you are really busy, when it's a season where you're just going here, there, and everywhere, making that time to cuddle, and whatever that looks like to you guys, it may be hugs, it may be snuggles on the couch, it may be, you know, spooning in bed, mm-hmm. whatever your cuddles are, the number one thing the one family said to do to stay connected is cuddle. Do it. Mm-hmm. Touch matters, you guys.
So day number one, cuddles.
Day number one is cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
On the second day of Christmas, give your true love texts throughout the day. There's something, and I know this for me, there's something about seeing Tony's name pop up with a message, because it actually says Tony husband, because I have lots of Tonys, you know, lots of people with multiple names in my phone. And so he gets the husband designation, of course. And so when it pops up and there's just that like kissy face emoji, and that was the thing that a lot of people talked about, using all of the different emojis.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned they've got the Bitmojis, which, you know, are the more avatar style, you know, but to have those.
Or the one person who said the finger with the donut.
Yes.
So the finger is pointing towards the donut. So you get, you know, like sexual intercourse.
There you go. There you go. But it's those love messages, those text messages, those, and they don't all have to be text messages. Sometimes you can just stick a post-it note.
Mm-hmm.
Post-it notes are great too. On the bathroom mirror, in their briefcase, or wherever. That can be the difference when you're sitting in the meeting that is lasting 3 or 4 hours at the office and you're just like, oh my gosh, seriously. Or you've got the screaming kid, or you're sitting in traffic, or it's just been one of those days where you're like, oh my gosh, make it stop.
Mm-hmm.
To see your love's name pop up with a, hey, I'm thinking about you, or you light up my world, or I'm so glad I get to do this life with you, or whatever it is. It really does change the atmosphere between the two of you, and the atmosphere that person's walking into when they come home at night, for sure.
Yeah. So second day is going to be either like a text message / like a post-it note text message.
Post-it note text. I think post-it note message.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it would. Well, there's still text on the post-it note.
We're in rare form today, guys. Can you tell we're having some fun with getting into this whole Christmas spirit?
Let's do it.
On the third day of Christmas, give the gift of quiet time before bed. It's so easy. And this was definitely me in the years before we even attempted the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, to say, I've got one more thing to do before bed, or I've got to get the dishes done, or we've got these presents to wrap, or I've got to get the Christmas cards out, or you can make up a list of whatever you want. There's always something
mm-hmm.
else that you could be doing. But as I shared the very, very first time we ever told the story about us doing the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, I had told everybody in that room, there was probably 80 to 100 people there. I said, the thing is that stuff will always be there tomorrow. That quiet time, that opportunity to connect with your love. The truth is that we're not promised any more tomorrows. So take advantage of that time to connect and just be with each other.
And I would say with this one for me would be, get your phones out of your bedroom. So you have,
amen.
So you have the ability for that quiet time, for that connection time, because if you don't, then there's always a bright light from a screen on that's, you know, just taking your attention away from your spouse. Mm-hmm. For those of you who say you use it as your alarm, there's this amazing place called Amazon and Target and Walmart, and they have these things called alarm clocks.
And Christmas is coming, so maybe it's stocking stuffers.
There you go. And we're playing this because, in all honesty, Elise and I don't have phones in our bedroom. We use alarm clocks. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We get up every morning, no problem. It makes a difference, though. I will say this makes a difference. Every night, typically, you know, we have our lampstand lights on, and that's it. We're reading. There's some quiet time. There's some downtime. And there's that connection. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in between us other than we're reading our books. I will say that. And many a night we'll read our books. We'll say, I love you. We'll cuddle up and we'll go to sleep. You know, but there's nothing barring us from really just having some time if we need it mm-hmm. with each other.
Absolutely. So on the fourth day of Christmas, and you kind of alluded to the light in the bedroom, but don't forget to set the mood in your bedroom. Right? You can be in such a crazy busy place that, you know, it doesn't feel like a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that we found to do this is with the salt lamp.
That's right.
Because when we're having that quiet time to just have the salt lamp on when mm-hmm. we're not reading, because it's not bright enough to read by, to just, you know, everybody looks good in soft light. Can I just tell you, like, everybody looks good and feels good when the light is soft. And, you know, it just makes the bedroom feel more like a sanctuary. And it's also, just as a side note, a great way to initiate.
Yeah.
Right. It can be that signal.
And if you want to check out the salt lamp we use, you can go to our Amazon shop. It's at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop. Just scroll through there. You'll see it.
So on the fifth day of Christmas, and this was another suggestion from the One family, think about game nights without screens or electronics.
Right.
Right. Like Tony mentioned, no electronics in the bedroom, but to actually do those things that allow you to just connect with the person in front of you. Right. Whether it's, you know, you're having this wild card game. I mean, we take card games. We take a deck of cards with us when we travel because we find that that's just a way for us to be having a conversation and just connecting. And we don't have all the other distractions.
Mm-hmm. Not Ruku. What's the card game we play?
Oh, here? My gosh. Racco.
Racco. That's like, the other one.
You totally threw me when you said Ruku. And I'm thinking the TV. I can't. Racco.
Yeah, that's another fun game to play as well. And Elise and I have played cards forever, I think. I mean, even I can think back to even a couple of years ago when we were in Peru.
That's when we spread our deck of cards because we had all that time.
Yeah. You know, we would just be on the train or sitting in an airport or even in a lobby of a hotel and just a little bit of downtime playing some cards. Cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So on the sixth day of Christmas, consider morning pillow talk on the weekends. And for those of you that just heard me say pillow talk and are like, Elisa, what is that? Let me spell it out for you because you know how Tony likes me to make things simple. Pillow talk is sex.
Mm-hmm. In the morning. And it could be during the week as well.
Because it's a great way to start the weekend with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I did intend that pun. Absolutely. Because you start your day like that on a day when you don't have, you know, you got to rush out the door to get to work and you got to rush everybody out the door. You can just be in this place where the two of you are physically intimate and maintaining your physical intimacy during the 12 days of Christmas, during the holiday season, is a great way for the two of you to maintain, just like that hug that I shared with you guys at the beginning of the show, maintain all of your intimacies, right? Letting each other know you're a priority.
Yep. So let's go over these again. So day number three is going to be some quiet time. And we said before bed, and yet it may not always happen before bed because of where you guys are at. Find some quiet time in your schedule for the two of you. Four, set that mood in the bedroom. It's amazing what can happen when you get that romance going. And I would even add, I'm going to just put for day four, diffuser, essential oils, sound and sleep machine, romance. That day is about romancing your bedroom in whatever way you can do it. Day five, get rid of the screens, all of them. TV, we didn't mention that one, but get rid of that one. And day number six, morning sex.
Absolutely. And, you know, we still have the last 6 days to go. But before we do that, we do want to thank this week's sponsor, Lola. And the truth is, we are big fans.
Yeah.
Big fans of Lola. And, you know, you think about it. Like, we all care about the ingredients that are in the food we eat and the beauty products that we use. And the truth is that, you know, for both men and women, I mean, Lola was started as a company, you know, in the feminine products. So tampons and pads and whatnot. But we're so excited because they're more. They're mm-hmm. more than just that. Lola products are 100% natural. And so it's 100% easy to feel good about them. Because the truth is the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of their ingredients. And so most companies don't. But Lola products, all of their tampons and whatnot, are 100% organic cotton. And they make your month a little bit easier because your subscription is fully customizable. right? So, you know, you get to choose your mix of products, your perfect mix of absorbency and all of this kind of stuff. But the fact is that Lola's not just for period care, mm-mm, right? They've also taken themselves into our bedrooms, which is huge because they've gone into condoms, lubricants, and cleansing wipes, which is why we like them so much for the One Family.
Yeah, and I went to bat for the One Family. They sent us some condoms, and I was like, I'm going to have to try it. And I have not used condoms in a long, long time. And I will say, having used these, I was pleasantly surprised. The feel was great. There was something about them that was so much different than what I have used in the past. And so for you guys and for you gals, when you're looking at your contraception and you're looking at condoms, definitely check out what Lola has.
Absolutely. And the lubricant, for those of you that are curious, is a water-based lubricant,
yep,
which we're a big fan of, especially if you're going to be in the shower. Easy to use pump so you're not getting all messy and everything like that. And, you know, having that box delivered right to our door, super, super convenient. So for 60% off your first order, visit mylola.com and enter promo code OEM when you subscribe. Again, that's 60% off your first order. You both are going to be happy that you did.
And here's one thing. I got to say this because Elisa said it is. The good thing is that it just comes to your door. I remember when we were early married,
geez, Louise,
and
yes,
we were using condoms. I was honestly embarrassed to pick up condoms. I don't know why. I was seriously just embarrassed to pick them up and go through the checkout line at, say, a Walmart or Target. So I would honestly just be like, hey, Elisa, get those ones. And I would just walk away. And she would have to go through the checkout line. So with Lola, it's just going to come to your door and you're good to go.
And I guess that could also be for the guys that don't want to pick up tampons for their wife too.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. It makes it easy. So let's get back into these days. On the seventh day of Christmas, it's so important that the two of you schedule a date. And it doesn't matter if it's a night out or a planned snuggle in front of the fire, or maybe just lunch on a Saturday. What really matters is that the two of you make the time. Stop using time as your excuse, right? Like a couple I was coaching with last night, he's like, we just need to get intentional about putting our time on the calendar first. I was like, if we talk about nothing else today. That's what the day seven is all about.
You, me, nothing on the calendar, perfection.
Yes.
Except that date.
Exactly.
So get it. And here's the thing. From the first thing in the morning, if it has to be, can you do a coffee date? You know what I mean? Is it one of those things that your kids are old enough, you can just step out, they're fine, they're going to wake up late anyways? Is it midday? Is it something where, you know, the kid is younger and you may need a sitter, but you can't get somebody for the evening? Can you get somebody for an hour and a half or 2 hours in the middle of the day? Can you do a swap and exchange? And then the evening. So find a time within your day. Nobody said a date has to be at night, dinner, and a movie.
So on the eighth day of Christmas, while we're moving into that dates, don't forget to truly, truly talk to one another. So many of you shared that your conversations with your spouse are the most meaningful parts of your day. One person even shared that every day they ask this question: what was the best or the hardest part of your day?
Mm.
And I wonder, instead of just saying, how was your day? If we got into the habit of asking our spouses and then truly listening to what they had to say, I wonder what would change in our marriage if we knew what to celebrate with our spouses and where to lift them up and encourage them. Mm-hmm. Because we asked a question like this and we're able to just make the time to really just have those heart to hearts and know what's going on.
And another great question, I think, for this one is, what was a win for your day?
Mm-hmm.
Because even with everything that's gone on, poopy diapers, messes everywhere, laundry stacking up, bosses not happy with what's going on, you're getting to work late, whatever it could be, I love asking the, what was a win?
Mm-hmm.
For your day, because that shifts us to go, let me find the gold nugget. What was it that allowed me to go, I had a good day?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it could be different things. It could be, hey, you know what? I got the kid to bed and I got to just sit down with a nice little cup of coffee or a hot tea and read my Bible for a half an hour. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a win. Boom.
Absolutely. So moving on to the ninth day of Christmas, don't forget about her favorite bottle of lubricant, right? Because busyness and stress during this holiday season, I'm telling you, it wreaks havoc on body chemistry. right? So you can be having, you know, stress does not do any wonders for a woman's body. And so, you know, we talked it, we did the show years ago called Lube It Up. There's a reason we're fans of lubricant, and it's because it does make everything just a little bit smoother.
I think we have like six lubricants. Five of them are on Elisa's nightstand and one is in our shower. No kidding. I mean, we've gone to a point where it's just like, have it, use it, you know, don't shy away from that. There's going to be one that you may use a lot. There may be another that you just pick up because it's just going to work for that time.
Mm-hmm. And on the 10th day of Christmas, make time for new adventures. It's so easy to fall into ruts, especially during the holiday season. You know, you find yourself going to the same restaurants or ordering the same thing or just doing the same, whether it's in your bedroom or in, you know, in your house, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So give yourselves the opportunity to talk about something different by saying, you know what, let's do something new. Right. Let's make this about us. It doesn't have to always be about the kids. Right. It doesn't have to be about creating the perfect Christmas. Let's do something for us this season.
And I will tell you, those of you with kids who are old enough to voice their own opinions, you may get backlash.
Well, sure.
I'm just saying, I'm just giving you the context that that's even in our household. We will say things we want to do that's different, that changes up the status quo, and we will hear it from ours as well. Like, oh, why do we got to do that? Why do we have to go here? What's... And you know what? I will tell you, I get frustrated as all get out. And yet, you know, we come to a decision. Are we going to make it happen or are we not? Mm-hmm. You know, are we going to change that? You know, are we going to make a change? And so sometimes you got to battle through that, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to just go, okay, it's not perfect. And yet we're going to make something happen. And that happens here. I just want you to know that we deal with that as well. Like, trying to come up with new ideas, trying to get the kids on board without them hemming and hawing constantly, can be frustrating and can derail you. So there are times when that will happen. And there are other times when you're just going to go, you know what? This is what we're going to do. Jump in the car. Let's roll.
So 2 days to go.
Do.
2 days to go. On the 11th day of Christmas, we're going to suggest that you tune into your favorite podcast. Now, of course, we're a little biased. I'm just going to say it could be the one that you're currently listening to.
Mm-hmm.
But really what this day boils down to is making the time to invest in you and your marriage, right? You may have a whole slew of podcasts. Sit down and just say, hey, let's just listen to this together.
And I'm going to just say something for those of you who has a spouse who you're listening to this show religiously. You're like, I love it. I love it. But my spouse doesn't want to. Check out One Extraordinary Marriage Daily Steps, episode 47. And we give you tips on how you can get your spouse to begin listening to this show or even Daily Steps, which may be a better place for them to start because it's only a quick 6 to 8 minutes per question. And it's just very specific mm-hmm. on that question that you guys ask us.
Absolutely. And finally, on the 12th day of Christmas, wrapping this all up, splurge a little bit for something for your bedroom.
Mm.
Right? Consider a splurge. You know, Tony actually mentioned one of our favorite bedroom splurges a little bit earlier in the show when he talked about the Sound and Sleep Machine. But that was a gift to ourselves
mm-hmm.
to change the dynamic in our sexual intimacy in our bedroom. Because having that device in our bedroom allowed us to just be able to be sexually intimate without me going, oh my gosh, you know, like, can the kids hear us and that type of thing. So think about what your splurge might be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you want new sheets? Do you need new pillows? What is it? Right? Some of you are even thinking, you're like, oh yeah, like you're nodding your heads as you're listening to the show. And you're like, yeah, I know what that is. Well, do it and surprise your spouse. Be like, this is what I did for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you set that bedroom, when you set that place, it's incredible what starts to happen and what can be fostered just in you making that decision.
Yeah. All right, you guys. There's your 12 sexy days of Christmas. Again, you don't need to use them just around Christmas. Put this into play any time of the year. You may be listening to this right now and just going, you know what? Right now it is a busier season for us. I love it. And I'm going to do it starting the 1st of January. Go for it. Take it. Run with it. It's a way to challenge yourself. This is what it's been all about this year. What can I do? This is a way that you can challenge yourself for 12 days to romance and love on your spouse, not expecting anything in return. loving on them, going after it. We love you guys. We're excited to hear from you. And the best way to do that is hit us up, info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We want to hear from you. We want to hear these stories of how your Christmas season has been impacted by doing something like the 12 Sexy Days of Christmas. We love you guys. Have yourself a great week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.